Hey, I think we're live, Josh.
We are officially live.
Officially live here at the Chili Bowl. I know it says 35th, everybody, but it is the 36th Chili Bowl. So anyway, everybody, we had a great night last night. It was a lot of fun down here. We did saw some great racing and everything else, too. So, hey, it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, or you want to talk about the Chili Bowl, whatever that works too, we'd love to get you on the phone here, and we give you a great price package for each and every caller. Here in just a little bit, you're going to hear the sounds in the background, because this year they're actually starting at 9 a.m. instead of 10. So Brian Holbert, the track announcer, was going to be on live with us. He can't, since now it's 9 o'clock start time, and they're already announcing the QQ features in the background. So some great racing last night. It was going to be some more fun tonight too. So anyway, we want to hear from you. We want to jump on the line here, 316-462-3673. Love to take your questions and answers and answer anything you got going on. And as always, Josh, what's in that package?
So we're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the Works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components on your vehicle. Make sure that it's ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive yourself $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're with us at the Big Corner. Complete nitrogen for your tires, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. And then a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, let's get the phones ringing. And again, you'll dial the number at the main store and tell the ladies there you want to get patched into the radio show. And they'll patch you in through here, and we'll get you on the air and get you that great price package for each and every call. Again, anything in the car, you want to talk about the Chili Bowl, you want to talk about new products, it doesn't matter. We're here to take your questions, take your calls, and everything else. So we've got a few hoodies here to give out, too, so we'll have to see how we can give those away as people walk by and stuff, too. So we'll see what happens there with those hoodies, too, as you're getting going. So 316-462-3673, let's go. Want to hear some phone calls and stuff. Anyway, Josh, eat much dirt last night?
So historically, shower after the Chili Bowl, and then shower after the shower, and then a shower after the shower after the shower. And for whatever reason, it was dirty and dusty, but it was nowhere near like what it's been in years past. So I don't know if they used a different track compound or just more water or what the deal was, but they really...
You're right. They did something to make this thing live and go. It's crazy how much they've... you're right. I used to walk out here with dirt and film and everything all over me. But tell you the other thing I'm surprised about too, the odor from the fuel, the exhaust emissions and that sort of thing. I didn't smell hardly any of that stuff last night.
It sure seemed like they stepped up their game. You know, this facility down here, even the front entrance has done a lot different with it. Had to park a little ways to carry the equipment in as opposed to just dropping it off right at the front door. So, but to have this many cars in an indoor event and to not really smell the fumes of them and stuff like that, it's just amazing how fast these things are flying around the track here, and it's just a lot of fun and excitement. I mean, I don't know how they don't have way more collisions than what they do.
Well, and the next thing I'm going to tell you is to drive one of these things, I think, has to be the wildest thing you'd ever drive because of how fast they are, how light they are, and the horsepower of those things. And they make a sound that's different than anything
else. It is completely different. I don't know. I think I've not experienced Formula One on a track. I've heard a couple of cars, but I don't know. They're a very unique sound, but it's just kind of somewhere in between that and, I don't know, something else. I don't know.
Well, I have done the Formula One deal, Josh, and I will tell you, the very first time they went to Indianapolis, and, of course, I'm one of those guys, I want to hear the noise. I don't wear the earplugs. Yeah. Even at NHRA events, back in the 80s when I was in Topeka, I could I had passes where I could go right down on the start line, and I didn't have no airheads there, earmuffs or anything on my ears, whatever, you all just have to brace yourself, get ready for the cars to fire you back and everything. But I went to the first Formula One race at Indianapolis, and we just happened to be walking in about the time for the first practice. Everybody starts reaching their pockets, getting out their earplugs and everything else like that, and I'm looking at them telling me, what are you doing? They'd say what I was saying. But I'm telling you, that F1 took off. I couldn't get my fingers to my ear quick enough.
Really?
It hurts so bad. It's just a shrill noise. It zings through there. Oh, it hurt. Now I know why you're getting your earplugs out. But those things turn so many RPMs, and it's crazy the sound they make. But this year is still pretty good. It's still pretty fun. And, And of course, I'm probably going to pay for that down the road.
Well,
of course, I'm told I need hearing aids already too. So, What'd you say?
Well, the you know, just the action that you see down here, that a guy can go. I mean, what was it, a couple years ago, or was it? I don't remember his last year, but we had seen somebody go all the way from like an M all the way up to almost an E, or and he would have gone further than that, but kind of got treated a little dirty there. You know, but it's just action packed. I mean, there's not a dull moment.
That was McDougal. Yep. And we had him on the show with us the very first time we did a Chili Bowl down here. Great guy, kind of following still, everything else like that. He's here again racing today. But it was fun last year. I mean, he went, I don't remember where he started, Q or whatever he started, but he kept going and kept going and kept going. And you're right. He got treated pretty dirty. I was surprised they didn't do something or do something from that part. But again, the race, that's just it. They can't do anything because McDougal didn't finish the race. That's what I argue sometimes about how they judge some of these races and stuff too. But, you know, he didn't finish, so he can't give him a place when he didn't finish, even though he got jacked up there on that situation and got, just overdrove. And that guy, I think they did do something to that guy, but, you know, it would have been fair to, it's not fair to give McDougal a spot over somebody else that did finish the race and he didn't.
That he didn't complete it for sure.
Yeah. Didn't finish, didn't take the checker flag, so it can't happen. So,
you know, it's just so interesting. The talent down here, and it's, you got all the way from somebody working on a little budget, walking around in the pits last night that, you know, doesn't really have a whole lot, to you got some pretty big hitters back there that are, you know, in the NASCAR series and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, so. And what I love about last night, and it won't be this way tonight probably, but last night, we went back in the pits and got to talk to Casey Kane, and, you know, I followed him a lot when he was with Hendrick, because, you know, big Chevrolet fan back in those days, and following him there and everything else too. Now I kind of follow him a little bit in a sprint car and that kind of thing. And a couple of years ago, we went out to North Carolina and we went through a bunch of race shops. We tried to stop at his sprint car place, but he was gone out racing somewhere. So we got to talk to him last night. So it's just cool to be able to walk up. They're just people just like us from that part. And then as we're walking out of pits, there comes Kyle Larson. And got to talk to him for a little bit. He's had quite a little conversation with him a couple years ago when all that stuff happened to him when he was doing the sprint car racing. We were talking about maybe doing a little sponsorship with him and stuff too. Sure wish we could have got something together with him now, but he's riding the life. And here's a NASCAR champion walking through the pits down here with his wife and a kid.
Yep.
It's like just every old person. So that's what I love about the Chili Bowl. And so many people down here. I mean, there's Ryan Newman's down here, and I'm trying to remember, Ricky Stenhouse is down here. Can't think of some of the guys that are there that are down here today and stuff. But it's just cool to walk through these pits and just be able to talk to these guys like normal people. You know, there's the NASCAR champion standing. Of course, I got to look down on that guy.
Well, so yeah, that was going to be the next thing that when I come down here and look around and you see all the drivers and stuff. I want it so bad to get in one of those cars. But after, you know, seeing some of the drivers, I just don't think I'm not the size that it takes to be one of those drivers. Man, every one of them's about 5 foot, maybe, you know,
125 pounds.
Yeah, 125 pounds for sure. And so I'm just going to have to get a little extra more horsepower for the cart that I'm taking, I guess.
Well, I think I just want to go out there by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to race with one of those things.
Oh, man, I'd have it piled up in no time.
Well, I don't know. You know, we did it when we were at PRI. We had that one year. I mean, one day Matt picked up the Chili Bowl and we had everybody racing around on that thing. And I got on there, I'll say 3 or 4 times. And I piled her up each time. So the last time I got on there, I just kind of went a little slow. And I felt like I got about 15 laps in before I crashed it.
No, I raced it at the first corner. Dirt track car, or treating it like a drag strip on a dirt track or something, whatever you want to call it. So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, last night was super exciting. The last couple of years we've come down here, I've always looked at, I think it's 2C, that Grant, Justin Grant is who won last night. And I don't know, he's always placed, you know, in the top side of it. So maybe it was exciting to see him win.
It's going
to
be a great race tonight. I think where they're at right now, they got the top 16 locked in. But then they'll do that pole shuffle with the top 10. I think that is very cool.
I would agree with that.
I'd love to see some more sports do that in some of the dirt track racing and stuff. But, again, it's a time factor when you're racing and everything else, too, from that part. But that pole shuffle is pretty cool. I mean, instead of doing a draw, let's go earn it.
Yeah, it just – they get what they earn, you know, when they're doing that. It's not the luck of pulling a number out of a hat
or whatever and redrawing 8, redrawing 6 or whatever.
Or flipping the infield.
Line them up and let's go, boys.
You want it, go get it.
Exactly. So, Yeah, so today's going to be fun. I hear the engines are rolling. Yeah. So here goes the first set of double Q features. So I don't know. If I was in a double Q, I might have loaded up my home already. I don't know. It'd be hard. But
I mean, I would race it to the first corner, I think.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. Love to talk to you. If you're not doing anything today, you need to come down to the Chili Bowl. I bet you can find some tickets pretty easy to get in here and stuff, too. So
great day to be inside.
No,
for sure.
Kidding. Yeah. Yesterday was great. But, yeah, today's a little chilly and everything else, too. But I would tell you, it's time to come to the Chili Bowl. There's so much fun. There's, you know, I've been to a lot of races and a lot of different things, but what's really fun about the Chili Bowl, in my opinion, it makes it so much funner than a lot of different races and stuff, is the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd gets into this thing hard and heavy, and it's a lot of fun, the cheering, you know, the things they're throwing around, the beads, the balls, all the stuff they're throwing around. So that's what I think makes it so much more fun. The Chili Bowl is the crowd.
I would say that. The other thing is just it's so tight and so action packed from that side of things. And I mean, literally a guy can go from eighth place to, you know, second in a lap or two, the way it is. And then if you get a caution and you're starting back over, what I will say is, you know, the laps they run and stuff, there's not as near as many cautions. There's not very many of me out there, I guess, from that side. We'd be having a caution. I mean, it would take forever to get through a race from that side.
But. No, I agree. It's they don't have many cautions, and they do a good job of respecting each other. But, man, it doesn't take much for one of those wheels to hit each other and
car be on top of each other.
And I don't know where they keep the flip count going. And I don't know what the number is. I forgot what the number is. But I can tell you this year, that number is not even near what it was last year for the amount of flips they've done and everything else, too. Now, I think it was, I don't know if it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, I was watching it on Flow. And this car, actually, they had no footage of it getting there. But it was clear at the top of the wire, stuck up there.
Oh, wow.
And hanging.
Dang.
So they got the driver out, and then it took them 30 minutes because the wires were wrapped around the shocks and everything, getting that car
trying
down,
to get
out
it down
of
without it fall or whatever. And what I will say is just the way they have the track organized and the help that they have down there. I mean, something happens, they're on it, cleaned up, and you're back in racing in no time.
Don't take much to get it going again, does it? They got about 6-7 guys that run to each time a car flips or rolls, whatever. They got those towed rigs out there that is exactly know how to hook onto them and get them out of the way and go and stuff too. So it's cool. But
got a couple of comments on Facebook here. Got one from Jeff Coates, says, "Morning, Phil." Good morning, Jeff. And then Matt West, "Good morning, fellas. Enjoy tonight." So very good. Thanks for the comments there. But call in show 316-462-3673. You want to talk about the Chili Bowl, what's going on down here, or just want to talk about something automotive. You got a check engine light, want to talk about tires, brakes, steering, suspension, anything going on there, or new products from that side. So had a couple, several new vehicles dropped at the dealership here this week. And, you know, inventory is starting to come in. I definitely feel that we're getting heading in the right direction, probably not as fast as we want to be from that side of things, but we are definitely starting to get more and more inventory in. I think we got a couple more Mavericks this week as well, and then some more Broncos too. So
yeah, I tell you, Josh, it's something I spend a minimum of an hour or 2 hours a day just working on inventory, working on where the cars are coming from and all that kind of stuff. And this chip thing is what it is, people. That's all it is. It's getting these chips and stuff. And I'll give you an example. I got a customer that's ordered two Explorers, and we ordered them about a week apart.
Yeah.
First one went down the assembly line. Guess what happened to it? Chip hole.
Yeah.
So it's sitting there in Chicago. That's where they build Explorers. The second one coming down the line, guess what? It's shipping, and they're identical trucks.
Oh, really? Exact
except
same.
Colors. Just different colors, but they're identical.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what's frustrating. You think you got one coming, and then all of a sudden they're sort of on a chip hold. And this supply chain is crazy right now. I think everybody realizes that too. And it's just the way our world is right now to order that thing. But it's crazy. I got a bunch of Raptors sitting in Kansas City too that I'm trying to get that people have bought and paid for. So it's just crazy. But it's going to be a while for out of this. I hate to say that, but it is from that part. So
yeah, it's you know, it is coming in, and it's just definitely if you're in the market, you know, placing an order is the best thing for right now, for sure, because waiting for inventory to return and get back to normal is just not going to happen. So let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Nick. You're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
What are you guys, how are you guys this morning?
Well, Nick, I'm going to tell you, we were really good yesterday, but it's cold down here now today. Did you flip that
switch? It's cold here too. Yes. Yeah. Well, must have flipped the switch here too, because I'm standing here watching it blow snow. So
is it snowing back in Wichita?
It's snowing pretty decent right now. So,
all right, well,
I don't know how much of it's going to accumulate, but.
All right, everybody, we're talking to Nick Ballman, who heads up our Hoosier side of MH Ford Racing. And Nick, we've had some good weekends here the last couple of weeks with some go-kart racing and stuff. It's turned out pretty good, kind of branching out our little areas and doing different things too. So pretty exciting for that.
Yeah, it really is. We've really got into the go-kart market and really started serving some of those racers, and they're really excited about it. We're really excited about it. We've built our inventory up pretty heavy with the go-kart stuff. So got it all on mhfordracing.com. So if you're a go-kart racer and you needed some parts or tires or anything else, just make sure you check out our website. It's all on there, and we'll get you fixed up. And we'll probably see you at a big race here soon.
Yeah, the lady sitting behind us last night, Nick, is from Enid, and she works at the Enid Speedway. And I think she's involved also with the go-karts and stuff, too, that they're starting there at Enid. And she couldn't thank us enough for everything we're doing there to help them and stuff. So it makes you feel good. And then this morning, as we're standing here, setting up all the equipment and stuff, here comes a guy walking by. And I don't know him or anything else. He knew us and thanked us for everything we're doing with racing and all the different things we're doing. So that's the feel-good part of that point, yeah. All the hard work we're putting in to help the racers support this racing community. And that's why I brought up the go-karts. I mean, that lady was going crazy with me last night, how much she can't wait for that. And you know, that go-kart thing, that's the young blood of our sports going into it. Even they're going go-karts, who knows what direction they're going to go after those go-karts. We getting these young kids behind these wheels at those young age. I wish I could have got Jake in there a lot sooner than what I did.
Yeah. And you know, really to your point, you know, that's you know, you go to a lot of these kart events and stuff, and they've never really had something like that, you know, a vendor coming out and selling parts and being there to support them. And yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, that's the first generation or the first level. And, you know, when you go out there and support those guys when they're young and with their parents and they're just getting into it, you know, you build those customers for life. And that's what it's all about, you know, just being there to help them out.
Yeah. Anyway, God, I lost my train of thought where I was going there for just a second when he's talking about that. But the different levels of that racing, the different areas that we're trying to hit and help support this racing community. And next thing is just keeping the parts and supplies there for them. Nick, everybody asked me how we're doing on inventory levels, how that's doing with parts and all that kind of stuff. Can you kind of tell our listeners a little bit, you know, how is it going with our parts inventory for racing and stuff? We have a hard time getting stuff. We're getting okay. What's kind of happening?
You know, believe it or not, I think we're in a lot better spot than most. Our inventory right now is in really good shape. I mean, there's parts here and there that we're struggling with to get. But you know, I think even during, you know, what you would call normal times, or you know, or whatever, you know, there's parts that you struggle to get also. So
sure.
I think we're in really good shape right now. I think we're in great shape to start the race season and get people the stuff that they need. And I think we're doing really good. So we've done a lot of work to maintain our inventory and purchase before the new year when before we knew things would be flying off the shelves and there would be a herd in demand. So we're in really good shape, I feel like.
Yeah, the only thing we're hurting on, Nick, it's elaborate. Tell our listeners, too. I got a lot of questions down there, too, when they find out who we are and then the Hoosier tire distributor and stuff. And, of course, a lot of people are asking, how's the tire inventory? How's it going? What's going to happen there from that part? And so tell our listeners, too, tell them about what we got going on with Hoosier and our tire supplies and what's the year is going to look like.
You know, I think right now the year is going to look pretty good. You know, I think the thing everybody has to remember is, I think the mentality right now is, you know, if there's 20 tires sitting on a distributor shelves, to go buy all 20 tires. But, you know, I think if everybody can kind of discipline themselves and just buy what they need to go to the racetrack and race that weekend, I think once we get, you know, into the later part of the summer and into the fall races, I think we'll be in great shape and we'll still have plenty of supply. And Hoosier's done a really great job of you know, building up their inventory, you know, fourth quarter of 2021 so that we would have plenty of inventory for this year. But, you know, like I said, I think if everybody, you know, just purchases what they need to get through the weekend or get, get through that, race that they're focused on, at this very minute, I think we'll be in great shape. You know, I'm not down there in Tulsa at the Chili Bowl, but, I know the tire supply down there for the Chili Bowl is pretty good. And, they may be, rationing, certain tires here and there, but I think the tire business will be in really good shape.
Yeah, I think that haven't had a chance to go by the Hoosier trailer down here. Of course, this is not our territory and stuff, too. I see who Tom's got down there in the trailer and see how they are doing. And just didn't make it there yesterday in MSU. But I do think, Nick, that is the key to this inventory level so we get back under control a little bit, is everybody's got to discipline themselves. Our distributors are going to have to discipline themselves. And you're right, buy the tires as you need them. Don't go in and try to buy a whole bunch and take them away. And that's where we're going to have to make sure. I hate using the word rationing, but that is what it is.
Exactly. Everybody's got to remember that, if you go in and try to hoard up a bunch of tires, you'll be good for a little while, but when you run out, there may not be any supply left on the other side. And that's really kind of what everybody needs to remember and needs to focus on when they discipline themselves when they're purchasing their tires.
Yeah, I agree. Last year IMCA came out and let everybody start grooving the G60. And, a lot of people complained about that a little bit, saying, the time and all that stuff. Because I wish we could take a tire and basically all you can do is grind it and that's it. You can't touch it, do anything with it. You got to race it. But I was talking to Jim Standard there at Salina one night, and he talking about, because he sees everybody and sees all these different races and stuff. And he made a good point. Tire's about $120. Takes about an hour to groove it. Well, most racers that are sitting there racing and stuff, they don't make $120 an hour.
Yeah.
So it saves them money is how they kind of looked at it. Because letting that G60 get grooved does make it last a lot longer. But I will tell you, grooving it too gives you some more traction, though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But, yeah, I agree. To your point, I agree. A lot of the customers that I've had discussions with it about, they do say that their customers are able to make those tires last longer.
Yep.
And not have to go through the volume that they've been going through. So we'll see what IMCA does with that rule, how long it sticks around or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's going to stick around for a while just because, still because we just cannot get this control over of knowing how many tires we're going to have, when we're going to get them and stuff too. You guys posted a picture here the other day with the semi that showed up from Hoosier, and it looked like a bunch of go-kart tires in there. What were those? What is that for the go-kart series we're sponsoring now, or is that?
Both. So that was inventory for the threaded go-kart series, and it was also quarter midget inventory. So quarter midget racing in our territory here is really popular in the Topeka area and really popular out in Colorado. And we've got some great dealers in our network that distribute those tires for us. We're kind of having to ration some of those tires, but that business goes through a lot of volume. It goes through a lot of tires. And Hoosier's done a great job of getting that inventory that we can get out to those dealers so they can keep on going with their business.
Yep. So it's going to be an interesting year on that side of the point, but I know we'll make it through just fine if we all just work together and pull together as a group of racers and distributors and stuff and make it happen. So next thing's coming up too. We got a couple more big announcements coming here shortly. Really excited for one. God, I wish I could blurt it out here right now, but I can't. It's going to be another fun thing for us for the MH Ford Racing. And I'm about ready to spit it out already.
Got the open house coming up right around the corner. So.
Yeah.
February 19th. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Nick, and I know we're working hard on getting a lot of vendors in there and stuff like that, too. We'll have to get a list together so everybody knows who's all going to be there and get that out to all the racers and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, it's not just about the vendors being there. The way Lisa throws a party, racers, I'm telling you, there's going to be prizes, there's going to be gifts, there's going to be giveaways, there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff. Jordan's going to be there cooking for everybody. 11-1 that day. You don't want to miss it. It's before you know it's going to – heck, we're just about a month away.
We're getting there. It's going to be a lot more than just a sale. It's a big event.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. You don't want to miss it. You want to come out, check everything out, and try to win some prizes. And then, Nick, while we're still on the phone here, we put the ad out there and showed everybody the 5%. card. Kind of
We've been handing out MH Ford Racing rewards cards left and right. So make sure you get an MH Ford Racing rewards card when you come in the store or call us and order parts. You get 5% back on every purchase you make. So I've already had a few customers redeeming some of those points. So it's a real good thing for you if you race and like spending money on your race car.
You know, I had a gentleman come in my office just yesterday, and sometimes he works for another vendor of ours, P1 Group, and he races. He was running the, the little mods.
Mod Light.
Mod Light.
Is what he was running. Now he's moved into a stock car this year. So he's very excited. And I said, have you got over gotten real rewards points? He goes, what are you talking about? And I said, I told him, he says, I'm gone. See ya. So I seen him right over there in the parts department getting registered up. So even though we've got the ad out there, still we got to talk to everybody that comes in. We got to put it out there more. But everyone, the reason we did the rewards card is this, simply this. Ford has what we call Ford Pass points, and you get 5% basically of everything you spend in our service department back on the card. But the problem with it, all the racing parts, Ford won't participate. So I get that because it's not their parts or anything else like that. So that's why we wanted to reward the racers just right along with everybody else coming in the store to get that 5%.
Coming in.
And so to be fair to everything, that's why we did that. The next thing is, Nick, is when are we going to have, and kind of an ETA, our fuel station running? Because that's going to get the 5% too. So we're getting closer to having the fuel station up and running, or were we kind of there?
Yeah, we're getting very close to having the fuel station up and running. We should have product ready to sell, bulk product ready to sell here in about 2 weeks.
Okay, so
well, it's coming quick.
Yeah, it is coming very quick, and so we'll have to have some specials on that for the open house where guys can bring their jugs in and get some special stuff. Maybe we'll give away some fuel and stuff too, so somebody lucky with some fuel jugs and stuff like that too. So racers, we're going to have that fuel station there. Nick, what all? We're going to have methanol. What else are we going to have?
We're going to have methanol, 110, and then we've got one other tank, but the jury's still out on what we're going to put in that, I think. But it'll be definitely something useful.
Yeah.
So maybe an ED5 blend or a 112 or something like that.
And who knows? We might have to get another fuel station going too after we get going here with this thing too. You know what I'm saying? So
we may have to.
So racers, don't miss out on the open house February 19th. We'll open the doors at 9. I think it's 9. Was that what we're kind of thinking?
Yeah, well, 9 or 10, yeah.
And then Jordan be cooking 11 to 1. Be prizes throughout the day. We'll have several vendors there to talk to you and different things, new technology and stuff. And going to have a lot of cars on, you know, a lot of guys are wanting to bring their drag cars in, the dirt cars and that kind of thing, have them on display and that sort of stuff too. So that'll be fun. But again, I'm just itching for this other announcement we got coming. It's pretty huge, pretty exciting, and I just can't wait to everybody know what we're going to do moving forward for 2022. I think 2022 is going to be a great year for racing, and just can't wait to have some fun and everything else racing once again.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think this is going to be a great season, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So in the meantime, I'm here at the store. There's really nobody in here right now because everybody's at the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, we did see quite a few people from Wichita down here last night, talked to quite a few different racers and stuff too, Nick. But it is a packed place for sure. Everybody coming in here and everything else too. So, okay.
Next year I'm going to come down there and I'll just be on the show live with you.
Well, that's probably what we should do. You know, it's probably what we should do. So. Anyway, Nick, anything else from MH Racing or anything else like that we can need to talk about? Anything going on? We kind of talked about inventory. We talked about tires. We talked about our 5%. We talked about our everything else too. So anything else? I wish we could tell about our announcement that's coming, but I don't want to spoil it yet.
I know. We better keep it quiet for a little bit longer.
Patience, just a little bit, right? Not much, though.
Yep, just a little bit. Not too much longer, just a little bit longer. But make sure you put February 19th on your calendar if you're listening. Open house, MH Ford Racing. And make sure you come in and get your 5% rewards card. So that's going to be a big deal. That'll be very helpful for you.
Very true. Very true. All right, Nick, thanks for calling in. Have a great day at the store. Sell lots of parts for us. And we'll see you Monday morning, buddy.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Team in. Bye. All right, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. Just hung up with Nick Ballman, heads up our Hoosier Racing side of MH Ford Racing. And lots of exciting things there, too. And, Josh, I tell you, I wish I could announce it right now.
You're ready to go.
But it's not, it would, I can announce it, but it's not going to be near as big as we need to do it and everything else like that.
If you wait, yeah.
For what we're going to do there and what's happening. Got a lot of exciting things going for 2022 and just ready for some warm weather and hear those A engine roars. I mean, it made me start getting real itchy last night. It's the first time these guys come rolling out there and everything else too. So
you just, you get into the racing environment and it makes you want to go.
Exactly. You
know, got in the car to leave here tonight and I wanted to go.
Yeah, no kidding. So, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Love to take your calls and answer any questions you might have or whatever. Talk about anything from that part.
Lisa and Michael Post on there said good morning, Phil and Josh. So good morning to you guys.
Yep. Beautiful. Anyway, you know, we talked about inventories and stuff too. The Lightning F-150. We talked a little bit last week about that, but not much happening there just yet. We've got a few orders already built. They're letting us build just a few, not many, coming out of the gate. And I'm not sure when the next phase will be when we're going there from that part, but we'll see where we're at. We're going to don't even know the number that I'm getting for 22 yet from that part. So, hi, Bill. How are you, buddy? So we'll just have to see what that does. Finally got a couple hybrid Mavericks in.
Yeah,
those are taking forever to get in for some reason from that part. So we'll just have to see what we can do there. But again, it's just that ship thing. So anyway, hey, we don't give enough love to our sponsors, Josh.
Agree. They get shut out a lot. I think time, and we get busy talking about other stuff. And
you know, BG Products, and you know, again, I've been using those guys since the '80s. Love their products. Love what they do. But the biggest thing is there are great products. They actually do, when you use their products and they put them in your car, they actually do something for you. They're not like a $1.99 stuff you throw away. It's mainly nothing. But what's cool is there's several cars out here today, last night, that had BG right on the side of their car.
Yep. Thornson, I was checking his vehicle out when you guys were standing there talking to him. And I mean, right there. So what I was impressed with, I mean, it was plastered on the outside of the car, but literally right there by the steering wheel for the driver to stare at had the logo there. Yeah, and I don't know. I just thought that was kind of cool to remind him who sponsors him, you know, from that side. Because without good sponsors, this is nowhere. Yeah, you know, it's the amount of money. We were talking about that on several occasions back here in these pits. And the money that it takes to do this, you got to have sponsors.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, BG, you know, they were in the store just the other day and what's, you know, it's the supply chain problems we're having and stuff like that. It was kind of neat to hear that they're getting calls from other vendors that they never used before because they need their products because they can't get their oil products and different things from their original suppliers.
Yeah.
But then BG says, you know, we have to be careful that we don't outsell ourselves and not be able to take care of our existing customers.
Our customers that, you know, that have been with us.
So it's a battle there, and I get it, but it's still impressive to find out that you're getting those calls from other vendors that are wanting your products. It's got to tell you if they're going to take it, it's got to be some good products and stuff too. So anyway, so BG Products, love their products, love their stuff. And again, for each and every call, you're going to get a can of CF5 and a can of 44K for your fuel system, two cans, two fuel tanks of treatment, and that'll help preventative maintenance your fuel system, not really do much. If you got to where you need some help, there's some other products we can use from BG and different services we need to do, but the 44K and the CF5 are the two best things to do preventative maintenance on your fuel system. If you're not doing something every 10,000 miles in these cars today, you're missing the boat.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things, like you said, the products that they put out and the research and development that goes behind it is just great. You know, the way they were actually at the store Friday and we were doing some training on how to hook up to a 6.7 for an EGR service to help help customers that are experiencing maybe too frequent of a regen process from that side. And so we had all the techs around. And again, it's the new the amount of hours that they have in the research and development of this tool. I was talking with one of the guys that's what he does. And it's just amazing what they make sure that what they bring the product into the store, but then not only that, the tools that to induce these chemicals or introduce these chemicals into the vehicle the right way.
And an effective way.
Effective, you know, and then we were looking at all the hookups on the tools and how it hooks up and just trying to make it extremely simple for the technician. Mm-hmm. So that you can't really do it wrong, or, you know, because there's a lot of thought that goes into this from that side of things. And so it was very impressive.
Yep. So BG Products, let us help you with all your preventative maintenance needs, all your flushes, all your services and stuff like that can help you there far at Sioux. So anyway, Big Corner Creative, it's Big Corner, that's BCC. Yes, we own BCC. That's why they're our sponsor, but they do a great job. Yeah, there it is. With your advertising needs, if you need a web page, if you need social media advertising, that kind of thing, let me tell you, those guys have, when you do something, that's all you do. Jesse has formed a team down there, second to none, and he's got his each own divisions, which those people do. And just like the web page design, he's got a couple people doing that. He's got a couple people doing different things over the social media, that kind of stuff. So it's a full-rounded advertising company for your company, whatever it might be that you need. Even back to the radio and TV advertisements, we produce our own TV and radio commercials today right there at Big Corner Creative. And then we get in the racing side of it. We do a lot of race car wraps and everything else too. So, and guess what? That 5% card we talked to about, if you're racing and you spend money at Big Corner Creative, that 5% goes on that card too. So if you buy a wrap, you got it there too. We've got a caller, huh, Josh?
Yeah, we do. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
I actually called for a couple of reasons. One's a new product thing that I've seen the stuff about the new Ranger. Of course, it's the World Ranger. It's not the North America one, but
yep.
That thing looks like it's going to be fun. Looks like they're going to have a Ranger Raptor.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have any more information beyond what we got there about the World one, but
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy right now. Ford is really keeping a lot of stuff very quiet and don't let too much data out to us. I do have some 22 Rangers on the way, but they are sold already. They're already pre-sold and stuff too. I have seen the pictures of the Ranger Raptor. That looks pretty cool. You know, and we're just now getting some of the Tremor F-150s in.
Yeah.
And that's another cool package too. And because we've had the Tremor in the Ranger. Now we've got it in the F-150 too.
And the Super Duty, yeah.
Yeah, starting the Super Duty is where it first started and everything else too. So a wild range of products there for you to have whatever style of pickup you need or whatever from that part. But that 22 pickup does look really well.
They've got that Ranger Splash too is another thing as well. So bringing that back. Yeah. So
right. Little retro.
Retro. Yeah, exactly.
So I was reading through one of the articles on it or whatever, and I always remembered those being a step side.
Yeah, I do too.
Man, I was just trying to think of the last time I seen a step side truck, come out new on a product line. But I always thought they looked good, but the usability of that bed, it just wasn't there.
Yep. Exactly.
Right.
So what other question you got, Greg?
And then, well, it's really about my son's car. He's got a Ford Focus. It's a 2007, it's that 2.0 Duratec, and he's got a more free-flowing exhaust on it, but he sent me a clip the other day of it running and him revving it up a little bit, being a college kid.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I noticed a little bit of, I don't know, a little bit of black sooty smoke, and the car's got, I don't know, probably close to 200,000 miles on it. And I told him, I said, I think if you take it to Mohinder, they probably got a treatment that they put in it that'll help. But what do you think?
You know, so I guess I would have to ask a couple of questions to go along with that. So it depends on what the soot is. For one, if it's burning oil, so I don't know if you're using oil between oil change intervals or not, or if it's staying consistent there. So I'd wonder about it being oil, or the other thing is the mixture too rich? Does the car seem to run okay otherwise? Are you getting any type of check engine light or anything like that?
No, it really runs great. Doesn't use oil, doesn't leak oil. Spark plugs are probably 3 years old maybe.
Yeah.
But they were replaced with laser, iridium, something.
Not
just copper.
And so as far as services that thing, I'm sure got some carbon buildup on the rings, especially at 200,000. Like a GDI service, I don't think you would hurt anything at all doing that and help restore that compression in that vehicle. That may help a little bit. But the first thing I'd want to know is, are you burning oil between oil change intervals? And then if you are, look at that. Look at how much you're consuming. And then, you know, maybe look at going at to a different weight of oil or something along those lines. But there was a lot of variables that would go into that, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, Phil, I agree with you there, too. The GDI service, Greg, is the way what we do there is we take a chemical from BG and we pour it into the oil and run it for about 15 to 20 minutes. And what that's doing is, like Josh said, it's going in there and cleaning up those rings and getting that carbon and soot and sludge and everything built out of there and gone. And we've done services on some cars, and people leave the dealership and call us back and say, you've just increased me 2 to 3 miles to the gallon with that service, because those rings are back to sealing tight and give more compression and more horsepower and everything else, too, from that part, makes it back to getting efficient. That would be the first thing I would do, Greg, is do a GDI service to it and kind of see what it does. And then just for calling in the show, you're going to get the 44K and the CF5. If you wanted to let him have those, put that. I would start with the 44K with a full tank of fuel, run that through, and then take the CF5 and put that in and run it through for a tank of fuel, and then kind of see what happens first. But the first thing I would do is do that GDI service is the very first thing I would do.
Gotcha. GDI. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a product from BG. It's what's that stand for, Josh?
So gas direct injected is what the GDI portion of it is. But essentially, you know, it's there's three different chemicals in this kit, and one of them is a compression restoration chemical, and then there's a MOA or motor oil additive, and then a 44K that goes in the fuel system from that side of things. But it's just a kit that we've packaged together to do that, and you're going to do that with an oil change. So you want to plan on that, you know, when the vehicle is due for its next service.
Gotcha. Well, it comes to you guys anyway to get the oil changes. So,
well, very good. We'll certainly look forward to getting that taken care of when it's due for its next service. So, all right.
All right. Thank you for your time, guys.
Now, thanks for the call, Greg. Have a great weekend. Stay warm, buddy.
Yep. You too.
All right, 316-462-3673. Just a few more minutes left on the show, Josh. As always, this hour flies by fast. Everything else, too.
Yeah, it does.
Love to take your calls or anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, or anything in new products. Want to talk about the Chili Bowl down here at the 36th annual Chili Bowl. It'd be very cool. So come hang out with us down here today. It's going to be fun and a lot of racing, a lot of excitement. That's going to be for sure.
So I got a question on on the chat here. It says, hey, so I have a 1998 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4. So my truck doesn't get to the right heat temperature in the truck. What could cause that? And so I guess I got a couple of maybe follow-up questions to that. When I was saying in the truck, I'm wondering if he means like
the
temperature.
The heater's not getting there.
Or if he means the temperature of the truck. So Keegan, if you're listening still and got an answer to that, but if it's the actual heat of the engine, you know, thermostat really would be the
exactly
where I would head there. And then if you're talking about the heat of the cabin, there's probably, you know, several different things that could cause that. One could be the vehicle itself is not heating up like it should be. Low coolant is another common thing, because if the coolant's not in the system, that doesn't mean that the car will overheat, but the heater core is, you know, typically kind of one of the last places for that coolant to be able to go to. And so if you're low on coolant, that could give you no heat in the cabin from that side of things. The other side of it, if you got a plugged heater core, and you're not getting the flow through there to be able to get that hot coolant in the heater core. So.
And that, on that 98 Dodge, I think that's a pretty easy one that you could have at normal operating temperature and go down and grab each one of the heater hoses, going the one going in and one going out, and see if they're the same temperature.
Yeah.
If one's warm and one's a little colder, then you know that heater core is not flowing that heat through there.
And the hoses should be relatively warm as well, you know, from that side of it. So, you know, the other sides of it could be something like an actual temperature actuator inside the cabin. If you got one of those that's not a door that's binding or sticking, or the actuator's not working like it's supposed to be, it could have an issue there as well. So there's a lot of different ways that we can go with that. If you want to call in, we can maybe try and guide you if you know the answers to some of those questions. But those are just some of the things that I advise you to look at. So,
okay. just a few minutes left, so let's get the phones. We're in a few more calls. We want to just got about 12 more minutes to be on live down here at Chili Bowl, and kind of want the 12 minutes to go by, so I'm watching more racing, Josh.
Yeah, they're in the background already going this morning from that side of things. You know, one of the things that I thought was really cool last night was new to this year, at least I hadn't seen in any other year, but they had a drone flying around overhead as these cars are racing and running there. And man,
I tell you, some of the views when I watched on Flow Vision, Flow Racing from home during the week, they got some good footage of those cars from on top.
When you're up in the stands and there can be maybe a depth perception of how close these are or how tight they are together, that drone, that confirms what you're seeing in the stands and how close these guys. I mean, it's literally wheel to wheel, door to door from that side of things. And sometimes wheel to wheel, meaning one wheel on top of the other wheel going around some of these corners. So,
yeah, I just love to go out and drive one of these by myself and have some fun with it, that sort of thing, too. And
we walked around the pits all night last night trying to find somebody that let us take them.
What happened, was it?
No, but I wasn't finding any takers. So.
No, not at all. So, anyway, trying to think what else we can cover here real quick. We've covered everything on MH Ford Racing. We've covered that. Got the open house coming up February the 19th. Got another big announcement coming down the road here pretty soon. Wish we'd have had it set up already, but can't get quite everything put together. We got everything put together. We just got to get everybody together in one room. I guess is what we got to do, is to say what this announcement is going to be and what we're going to do with that going moving forward.
Make it all official, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got a reply back here from Keegan. He says both of them. So I'm assuming no heat, not operating temperature of the engine, and then also inside. So
thermostat.
There's probably something going on with a thermostat from that side of things. Yeah. With the vehicle. So, and then let's see, Jeffrey Coates put on here, says y'all have a great day. I get to have fun doing plumbing in 21 degree weather. Well,
hell yeah.
I'm glad I'm at the Chili Bowl. Sorry about that, Jeff, but we'll have a lot of fun down here for sure. So
exactly. So just more comments there, Josh.
I got Delbert just hopped on there and says, morning, guys. Morning, Delbert. So, been a little while since we heard from you. So, and we're in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm going to say, we're down your neck of the woods, Delbert. We're very close. So, maybe he's coming to the Chili Bowl today. Who knows?
Says, who do you think could do a soup tonight?
Run the Dillons and grab some soup and hear you're up.
There you go. Little bit of chili. So,
kind of sounds good too, doesn't it? So
they have a chili pie Frito pie. I think Frito is what pie I call it.
Is what it is. They got a pretty good Philly cheesesteak down here too.
Yeah, they do. It was pretty good last night for sure. So
okay, Josh. We're kind of running out of time here. We thank two of our sponsors, but Big Corner Creative, we were kind of talking about those guys and got into the, had the phone call come up. And racers, remember, on our 5% Big Corner Creative wraps, you can add that up too on your rewards card. And then that money can be spent anywhere. It doesn't have to be spent on racing. You can put it in the shop. You can put it to the quick lane. You can do it at Big Corner Creative, wherever you want to use that 5%, let it bank up, do whatever you want to do there from that part. So do it where you need to. And got another call, Josh.
Yep. Get him patched through. But the 5% for the racing deal, and then go to rent.
Yeah, we haven't got to go to rent yet, have we?
Yeah, we'll go back, go to the phone here. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Victor. Victor, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, Victor. How are you?
Hey, it's great. I haven't been able to hear you guys on the radio for a while, so I'm finally caught up with you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's great to hear you guys.
Yeah, we got off the radio and went strictly to this Facebook Live and YouTube Live, and then we put it out there in the podcast world is what we're doing.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear you guys again. Question about windshield washers having some issues. It sounds like a motor whining on a Ford. Is that a typical thing?
Just when your washers are spraying?
Yes.
And is
when
it...
When it's cold and you're using your washers.
Is it, do they work? Will they actually spray?
Yeah. They spray, but just making a noise, huh?
Well, pretty whiny.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the old little pump motor is probably getting a little weak or got something, I'm sure those have bushings in it, don't have bearings in there. Maybe bushings getting wore out or something in there, but it sounds to me like that's
getting ready to go out.
The pump's just about done is what it sounds to me like. You do have you do have the correct fluid in it. You don't have water in it or anything by chance, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that many times. People just put water in there and then they forget about it and then it freezes and that'll make them things have all kinds of havoc on them too. But if you got the right fluid in there, the right blue color fluid in there, and it's still making noise, Vic, I hate to tell you, but that pump's just getting ready to go out on you is what's happening.
Okay. And real quick with something else, there was a recall on 2014. That's what I have, Ford Flex, and I think I'd bring it to you guys to get that taken care of.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yep. I'm not sure what recall that is on a Flex. Do you remember, John?
So it has a depends. There could be a couple of them. One of them that was pretty common with them is sway bar in-link bushings, which is doesn't take a huge amount of time or anything like that. Okay. The parts for it typically are readily available from that side of things too. So if that's which one it is, but one of the things I can have one of the guys call you when we get off the show and get the VIN number and we can run it and just verify that we got the parts in stock and all that stuff for you. So,
okay. Sounds great. Thanks.
Well, glad you caught up with this and tune in every Saturday. 9-10 Force with us. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Vic, thanks for the call, buddy. Try to stay warm today.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
All right. Just a couple more minutes left. Josh, any final thoughts, anything out there?
Well, let's see. I'll get caught up here. He says, Delbert says, I'll come by and be your special guest tomorrow night. and then Jeff Coates, how do you guys get a rewards card?
And so that's just a matter of coming into the store and
Jeff, just come by the
make
store
a purchase with us and we can get you set up on one of those.
And you don't even make a purchase to get a card. You can get one, get set up. All we need, come in, get your name, address, and email and phone number put in there, and then we'll get the account set up. And then as you spend it, just bring that card with you and we'll add the points as you spend the money. But don't have to spend anything to get a card. But you got to spend money to get some points. So come on by and get that taken care of. Jeff, we'd love to set you up. Setting a lot of people up right now and everything else new and exciting. New thing for the racers and stuff too. So, okay. Well, Josh, you know what? No more calls, no more nothing. It's about that time.
We'll wrap this deal up, and I bet they're getting ready to start another race of it anyway. So.
That's right. So, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next Saturday. But remember, February 19th, there's a race open house. Got another big announcement. It's going to be fun to announce here. Hopefully next week we'll get that announced, but we'll see how everything goes. It's going to depend on the new situation, getting everybody put together. So, hey, everybody, have a great Saturday. Everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll be right back.